رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أو بلود نبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again, we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Hidden Diseases of Heart. And today's topic is Ghame Dunya. Ghame Dunya means grief for the worldly issues, or being worried for the worldly issues. The definition which ulama ikram have given regarding ghame dunya, that person is in worry, in pain, because of being deprived from any worldly thing or worldly status. And person shows his anger, shows his pain to others. And he's not patient with the qaza, with the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And he has no mindset that if he is patient, he will get sawab in the akhirat. This kind of situation and feeling is called ghame dunya, and this is very bad in our religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. You should neither grieve over what you miss, nor rejoice over what is given to you. Allah does not love any self-centered boaster. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullah al-qavi, he writes in Khazainul Irfan under this ayat, the ayat number 23 of Surah Al-Hadid. You must keep in mind that whatever Allah has decided, that is going to happen. And if you are grieved and you are sorrowful, and what is lost will not come back, and anything that is perishable, that is going to be destroyed, does not deserve to be boasted about. So at the place of happiness, one should be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the occasion of sadness, one should adopt sabr, patience. And when we talk about ghame dunya, gham, this pain, this sorrow, this worry for the dunya, that person takes himself into such condition into such situation that he loses the faculty of sabr and raza, patience and being pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no hope for sawab. So this kind of situation is called that person is in the gham of dunya, and this is very bad and severely criticized in our religion. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, O son of Adam, when something is lost, why are you grieved? Why are you worried? This your being worried will not bring it back to you. Your grieving about it will not bring it back to you. And something that you have with you, why are you boastful about it? Because the death will not leave this with you. It's a wonderful saying and thought-provoking, really inspiring. Something that is gone, is lost, it's no more with you. Your loved one gone, your property gone, your wealth is gone. No, you're worried, you're crying, you have heart aches, you don't want to talk to anyone, you are sinking in your sorrow, and you are melting in your sorrow, in your worry. But the question is, as Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained this very beautifully, will that bring it back? I mean, you are being worried and you are being grieved about this, will not bring the lost thing back to you. And if Allah has given you something, you got wealth, you got money, you got beautiful house, you got cars, you got this, you got that, and it is not right, it is not suitable to be boastful about it, because the death is coming. And death would not leave all these things with you. You will leave your house, your bungalow, your mansion behind. You leave your millions and billions behind. You will leave all your properties that you cannot even count today. You will leave all that behind. Nothing will go in the grave. So what is the reason to be boastful about these things? Wonderful lesson given by this great personality, Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala reports that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, as much as you can, you get rid of all the pains and the worries of this dunya. A person who will have most pain for the dunya, a person who will have most fikr, worry for the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give fame to his profession, and Allah will show his poverty on him. So he will see the share of his poverty. And a person who is painful because of akhirah, he's worried about akhirah, he got gham of the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will collect all his actions and his doings, and Allah will fill his heart with his riches. And a person who concentrates towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills the heart of believers with his love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the hearts of believer with mercy for that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him every goodness quickly. He does not have to wait for long to get the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gets favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly. So if we are free from ghame dunya, if we are free from being so engrossed in the love of dunya, then the advantages are very great. And our du'as and our requests in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal would be accepted and answered very quickly. And at another occasion, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that two characteristics are such that if a person possesses those two characteristics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes his name as Sabir and Shakir, the one who is patient and the one who is grateful and thankful. And the one who does not have these two characteristics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not write his name as Sabir or as Shakir. And what are those two characteristics? One, a person who looks at someone who is higher than him in the matters of deen and he follows him. And in the matter of dunya, he sees person who is lower than him in status and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him superiority over so and so. So he becomes Sabir and he becomes Shakir and his name is written as Sabir and Shakir. Number two, a person who in the matters of deen looks at the one who is lower than him in the matters of deen. And in the matter of dunya, he looks at the person who is higher than him, mean he got more money. And then he is sad looking at the condition, thinking he has it and I don't have it. He got bigger place, I don't have it. He got bigger business, I don't have it. He got more comfortable, luxury, bigger car, I don't have it. So he's looking in the worldly matters always towards the person who is higher than him in riches, in wealth, in money. When it comes to deen, then he does not look at the person who is higher than him, who works more hard, who does more nawafil, who does more wazaif, who does more charity. Then he does not look towards that person. So his name will never be written as Sabir or as Shakir. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, in the matters of dunya, whether we face the loss in wealth or we have pain in our body or we become sick or any kind of loss that we face in the dunya, to grieve about it and to be worried about it is something natural we cannot avoid. But when it comes to worldly losses, person starts doing things which are against Sharia, for example, making noise, moaning about it, and going and telling everyone, this has happened to me, this has happened to me, and make other people responsible for that sorrow or for that problem. And sometimes they engage in backbiting, in false accusation, thinking bad about other people, assuming a lot of wrong things. And sometimes, na'uzubillah, they reach the level that they commit kufr as well. And they don't exercise patience. This is bad. I mean, troubles, sorrows, problems do come. That's natural and we feel it. That's natural. We're not against it. We're not talking against it. What we're talking here is that when these things happen, when sorrow, trouble, calamity strikes you, then what is your reaction at that time? Are you thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you patient? You say, Alhamdulillah, whatever is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is my Lord, I love Him, and I will take it, I will accept it. I will not contest, I will not fight. I will not complain about people, about Him. I'll be patient. Then if this is the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like you, would love you, would make it easy for you, and your name would be written as Sabir and Shakir. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasul. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Yasar Muslim alayhi rahmatullahil mun'im, he says that once for the purpose of business I went to Bahrain. I saw a lot of people moving towards a particular house. I also went there. And I saw there is a woman sitting there. She looks very worried, very grieved, full of pains. Her clothes are torn and she's sitting on the musalla, on the prayer mat. And around her were a lot of slaves, servants, sons, daughters, a lot of goods and trade. She owned them. She was a very powerful, strong businesswoman. And there were a lot of customers standing there who were there to buy her goods. She was filled with all kinds of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet she was very sad and she was not talking to anyone. And she had no smile or laughter on her face. I came back. And when I finished from my activities, I went towards her house second time. I went and greeted her, made salam to her. She answered me and she said, if you come back at any time in my city, please do come and visit me. Then Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Yasar Muslim rahmatullah ta'ala says that I came back to my city. And then after a while, due to some other business needs, I had to go to the city of that lady. When I went to her house to visit her, now I did not see that pomp and glory which I saw on my previous visit. There are no goods of business there. There are no slaves and servants standing there to serve her. And her sons, daughters are not there. Everywhere the whole place was deserted. I started wondering what has happened and I knocked at the door. From inside, a sound of laughter reached to me. I heard somebody is laughing. And when the door was open, I entered the house and I saw it was the same woman. She's wearing very beautiful, expensive clothes. And she looks very happy. And there was another lady with her in the house who was there to serve her. And I started wondering, why the change? I asked this woman, last time when I came, you were filled with the ni'mats, with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet you were very sad. There was no laughter, no smile on your face. You had wealth of the dunya, you had goods of business, you had customers, you had slaves, servants working for you, ready to serve you. You had your sons, your daughters all around you. But you never looked satisfied. But today, you look very satisfied when I don't see any of those things around you. That woman replied, "Do not wonder about this. The reality is, the truth is, when last time you came, I had bundles of worldly bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. I had a lot of wealth, I had a lot of children. I started fearing, and this khawf came into my heart, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with me. That is the reason that He does not put me to test. He does not make me involve in any calamity and difficulty and sorrow and trouble. Otherwise, people who are favorite of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they always face tests and difficulties and problems. And at that time, I was sad and worried because of thinking this fact. And that's the reason I changed my condition and I wore old clothes and torn clothes. And then suddenly the test started. Because I wanted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should test me so I can be amongst those who are favorites of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then one by one calamities started striking me. My wealth went away. My daughters, my sons, they passed away. My servants, my slaves, they all left me. Everything was snatched away from me. Now I'm happy. I feel my Lord is happy with me. That is the reason that He has put me to a test. So I'm feeling that I'm very lucky. That is the reason that I wore this beautiful dress, these new clothes, and they smile and laughter on my face, because I feel deep inside my heart that my Allah is pleased with me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, this is a very big spiritual and hidden sickness and disease of the heart, and we must try to diagnose, accept, acknowledge that we are suffering with this disease, and thereafter try to treat it, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we might be able to succeed to treat this sickness. Ulama ikram have said that the first reason, the root cause of this sickness, ghame dunya, is hubbe dunya. Hubbe dunya means love for the dunya. When the love of the dunya is engrossed in the heart, when it is absorbed deeply in the heart, then even if you lose something very small in value of this dunya, your heart will feel the pinch, your heart will feel the pain, you will get worried. Hi, I lost something. And we need to treat this sickness. We have seen many people, when they lose something of the dunya, they get very worried. They get very aggressive, they get very angry. They don't think straight, they don't see who's watching them, how they behave. Their body language, their style of talking, everything changes because they're upset. Upset for what? They lost something small of this dunya. That's a hubbe dunya, that's a love of dunya, that's a major sign. Now one needs to treat this sickness. One should try to take this love of dunya out of his heart. And one should keep himself busy with the good deeds and worry about the akhirat one should make his mind or madani mind that dunya is fani, dunya is perishable. And what is perishable is going to be perished one day, sooner or later. It's not going to stay. So what is the sense being so sad about something which is perishable, which is going to be finished one day, which is going to be destroyed one day? And if you really want to be sad and you want to be grieved, then be sad on the fact that we are spending so much of our time in useless activities and we are careless and ghafil about the reality of akhirah and the death. That's something to worry about. And the second cause of this sickness, ghame dunya, is the habit of being impatient, besabri. When people have this habit, then ghame dunya comes very quickly, because you can't wait. You want good things all the time. A little test comes, you got no patience, you start crying, you start getting upset, you start complaining about everything. You are friend of good time only. You will find this kind of people. Husbands, wives. Husband is a friend of good time with his wife. Or the wife is friend of good time with her husband. And the little difficulty comes on the husband. She wants to leave. So you will find a lot of people that they have no patience. They only looking for good time all the time. That is a symbol and sign and clear sign that they are engrossed and absorbed in the love of dunya. They don't think of akhirat. They don't think of betterment of akhirat or improvement of akhirat or success of akhirat. They only think of giving comfort and luxury to this body. So this is a very big sickness. And we need to treat this. One should think that as a human being, I should have patience in my system in order to find difficulties and calamities. I can't just be complaining every time. There are people that whenever you meet them, they got complaints. You will hardly hear to say no complaints. Alhamdulillah. Shukr to Allah. But alhamdulillah, there are yet people who are disciplined and they understand and they don't complain. But majority of the people are such that they complain, the whole world will know. I'm exaggerating, it's just a way of talking. Everyone around him will know that he got headache. Oh, he got fever, he got flu, he got this, he got that. So many days he was healthy. He never informed people that, I'm very happy that I'm healthy today. But the day he's sick, he will tell everyone, I'm not feeling well, I'm very sick. Flu is not leaving me. Fever is not leaving me. I always stay sick. And they speak a lot of lies in that as well. So one should develop this habit. One should develop this habit that I will stay patient and inshallah azza wa jal, you will get rid of this sickness of impatience. And the third reason which ulama ikram has given us for this disease is nashukri, being ungrateful. Person gets thousands of ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he stays ungrateful. That is the reason that when a calamity strikes him, he, instead of being thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes impatient and starts complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its treatment is that one should try to develop the faculty and the quality of sabr and shukr in him. He must develop this habit. And whenever he faces any condition, whether it is the condition of sadness or joyous condition, he must always say, Alhamdulillah, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the environment of Dawat Islami, we learn, must always say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, whether I'm sick, whether I'm healthy, whether I'm rich, whether I'm poor, whether I am showered with mercies and bounties and ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether I'm facing difficulties and calamities and my business is not doing well. Whatever the condition is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This discussion that we have presented is from the book which Maktabatul Madina has printed, Batni Bimariyon Ki Ma'lumat. It's a wonderful book. If you are able to read Urdu, take this book and read. And inshallah soon it would be translated in English as well. They are wonderful topics to wake us up from inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon what we hear. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You have not seen the deceiving one.